Lev, I want to hear this all day. This is the only song we're playing all day.
I like this.
Run just quick C.
Just the instrumental part?
I can't. Oh, turn it up.
Like a swell game shoddy.
We didn't have time for this earlier. First comment on the stream today at youtube.com/1067. I don't know what it is. At YouTube, somebody that knows what it is, say what it is. But Locked On Law wins today's first comment. And you know what the comment was?
What?
It's money. He just said, touchdown. Well done, Locked On Law. All right, we're going to do credit pies here. We got a packed show. We're at Maryland supporting this blood drive. Abbott and the Big Ten have come together to try to there's a blood shortage in the United States. Let's try to fix it, folks. You can come through, see us at College Park, or you can just go to any Abbott place and figure it out that way. Check out the website. But there's a blood shortage. We all got blood. Give some. Maybe we'll figure it out.
Maryland and the Big Ten trying to get it done.
That's right. I got a text from Jeff asking if he can go first for credit pie. How do you feel about that?
Yes, let him go.
All right, Jeffrey, you're up.
He's going to interrupt anyway.
All right, so my credit pie, I'm going to go 60% to the defense.
Yes.
So the defense held our offense. We could only score, well, granted, they took two of our touchdowns back, but we could only score field goals, and our defense did a great job of keeping, even though they gave up some big plays, they did a great job keeping us in the game, even though that last touchdown. So that was 60. Then I'm going to go 30% to Jaden Daniels because, my God. I'm going to go 20% to Jaden Daniels because to throw that ball that beautiful on the line, it was amazing. So that's 80. Then I'm going to go 10% to the football gods because, oh, my gosh, how did the ball get tipped perfectly? Like, it didn't go to the left. It didn't go to the right. It tipped directly into Noah Brown's chest. Then I want to give 5% to, what is his name, Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, shout out to Stevenson.
5% to him. I'm going to make my credit pie 101%. I got to give 6% to Shane Peacher. Shane Peacher is the fan that Tyreek Stevenson was telling to go to bleep home last night as the play got snapped. Fans, we are a part of these wins too. But Shane, shout out to you, bruh. That's
shout
how
out
you rep
Shane
it hard
Peacher.
Or don't rep it at all.
Oh, you know who I was speaking of good fans, you know who I met yesterday? It was Rusty in Delaware.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he's cool as hell.
Rusty's cool.
I like that one, Jeff. That was strong, buddy. I think you're also a good – I can tell you have good biblical roots by tithing 10% to the football gods. Smart man. Keep them on our side.
And also, JP, hold on. Shout out to my man Brian Pico, too. He bought me a plate to where I was DJing at yesterday. He bought me a plate and a nice beer on National Beer Day. Shout out to him.
How was the DJing? How was the party? I saw you posted a really weird video of a guy dressed as Spider-Man trying to dance with a lady.
It was crazy. I had Spider-Man and Wonder Woman outside dancing. the people were lit. The best experience about yesterday, JP, the lines were packed at 2 o'clock, right, to get into the stadium. When the news broke about Jaden Daniels playing, I looked on my phone because, you know, your phone act weird around the stadium.
My phone was whack all day.
So I looked and I seen Jaden Daniels was playing. So I just stopped the music. I said, yo, I got good news. Jaden Daniels is playing. It wasn't even a stadium because we was outside. The parking lot erupted, dude. It was so crazy. I'm glad yesterday happened like it happened.
Jeff, if I've taught you nothing, you got to break in, stop the music, hit him with breaking news on the fan. Brandon Coleman is inactive. And just see how it goes.
You might get shot. Don't do that. Don't do that.
The atmosphere in there was electric, dude.
It was.
And having that 425, that's a really good slot because it's not so late, you know what I mean? But you still get all the big game energy. You know, it's dark by the second quarter, it seemed, especially in the stadium where once the sun gets below a certain point, it's getting dark anyway. B, what's your credit pie look like?
I'm like Jeff. I'm going to give the defense most of it, so I'll go 60%.
But can I ask a question?
Yeah.
defensively, they were really freaking awesome right until they weren't when they had to win the game.
Yeah, but you,
the Bears had two game-winning drives. They just handed it to a tackle.
Yeah, they handed it to a tackle, and that tackle could have – somebody else could have recovered it, but we recovered it, right? So I just think ultimately – but you got to realize, though, Jay, they won the field. They had to go out there a lot to make sure they keep holding them up. So the defense deserved most of the credit yesterday. I go with Jaden, and I give Jaden 20% for gutting through it. I'm going to give the dude Tyreek a lot more than I'm giving him 30% because he not only didn't pay attention.
He tapped it.
He ran over and tipped the ball right to our guy. But no, let's back it up a little bit. He don't get all that. That would be what? That would be 30% for him? No, that would be 80% for him. No, 20%. I got to get a fan some too. The fans were into
fans
that
were
game
awesome.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
To hell with Tyreek. He ain't getting no damn credit. They giving out a blame pie in Chicago, and they give him 100% of it.
For sure.
I'm giving 20% to the fans. Thank y'all.
I thought the fans were awesome early in this game. They had a bunch of procedural stuff. Caleb looked uncomfortable all day. I thought the D-line was really good.
He was off yesterday, bro.
Johnny Newton was fantastic. Dan Quinn has talked about this, and it's funny because I'm curious if you agree with this. We kind of live in a golden age of defensive tackle play where you're able to go from Aaron Donald to Chris Jones to now what Dexter Lawrence is doing for the Giants is pretty damn unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, I think when you have these DTs, these interior defensive players that are able to post crazy big numbers, it kind of changes maybe our appreciation of what more traditional defensive tackle play is. Fedarian Mathis, and Dan Quinn's talked about this a lot, Fedarian Mathis has been really good, and as you see Wagner and Luvu, and even Chin in like a quasi-hybrid linebacker, Chin's role is kind of reminiscent of when they had Landon Collins in that Buffalo nickel role.
Yeah.
But like, what Mathis is doing to create space for those dudes shouldn't go unaccounted for either.
Oh, no.
He's been really good. But Newton last night
has been real good, too,
you
brother.
Saw, like, okay, that's the dude they were talking about.
Yeah.
That's the dude that won Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. How often in the Big Ten is the Player of the Year, either offense or defense, not coming from Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State?
Yeah. It's normally them all the time.
Right. I guess it's one of those. I mean, I could be wrong, but if I had to guess, I imagine those are the majority. I do want to give the great Landini an opportunity. Landfill, what stood out for you last night? What's your credit pie look like?
My credit pie goes to Tyreek Stevens. I'm giving him 100%.
All of it?
all of it.
It was so fitting, though.
He tapped the ball right to Noah Brown.
Bro. When they scored there, Caleb he turned and flexed to the sideline and stuff. And then the kid Tyreek did his little thing. That was the most fitting ending of all.
When the Bears scored that touchdown, it was like a top 10 most distraught I've ever been. They completely choked the game away. It was going to be a devastating loss. And then that Hail Mary was perfect. And all credit goes to the Bears on that one. They couldn't have possibly screwed that up anymore.
It's true. So let's try to be honest about this. In the post Jack Kent Cook world, when everything sucked, I mean everything pretty much fell apart, right? You had one playoff win, Gibbs team down in Tampa in I think that was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
You had the RG3 run to the playoffs. You had the Kirk run to the playoffs. You had the Heinicke COVID run to the playoffs. I think you can make a real argument of all that. That's not to say that Week 17, 2012 wasn't incredible. Do you like that game? Wasn't incredible. Heinicke diving for the pylon, even though they lost that game, wasn't incredible. And the stadium was empty. What a weird time of life that was. But I think you can argue in the last 25 years, no singular moment, no individual moment is better than last night.
No. I haven't seen one.
The RG3 75-yard run against the Vikes was electrifying, but it didn't win the game. That was a walk-off win. You don't get those very often. Mm-hmm. Have you? I meant to ask you this earlier. Have you ever been part of one of those?
No.
A walk-off Hail Mary?
No.
You played 14 years plus another four of college.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, probably since you were in sixth grade or something?
I've never seen one like that. I mean, it wasn't a Hail Mary, scored and went for a two-point conversion, but that last night was special. You have 2 seconds. You're basically saying there's no chance.
Bro, when he was rolling right and then broke it back left, when Allegretti laid that dude out, I wondered if Jaden was going to try to take off because he had so much space.
Yeah, but you got to score.
I know. I thought maybe he would try to take off and then they'd try some lateral craziness. You know what I mean? I'm clearly glad he didn't. But, like, in the moment, you don't know what's going to happen. Jeff, you're a young man. You're getting older. I think it starts with a three now, but you're still the youngest of the four of us. Is that – where does that moment rank for you, dude?
What, the Hail Mary?
Last night's game, yes, how they won it.
That is number one, JP. Look, I think the last Hail Mary I've seen, like watching the actual football game, didn't the Broncos score on us with that? I've never seen that happen for the Rams.
The Broncos scored last year, week two, but they didn't get the two-pointer, if I recall correctly. I was in the end zone when they caught that. That was crazy.
Yeah, dude, it was insane. And JP, so I had left the stadium early.
What?
Yes.
You left?
Oh, yeah, he did say he was leaving because he had to get to the club.
Yeah, I had to cover for someone last night at the club after the game. So I went home. I dropped my equipment off.
All right, pause real quick because Jeff had to leave early. Jeff texts the group thread. So we're in College Park. Jeff loves remotes.
All the time.
And on a college campus with the people that walk around college campuses.
Yeah.
No chance on earth Jeff doesn't want to be at this remote. And this morning he's like, oh, Landfill, I heard you might not have somebody to help you in
the
studio.
He was giving a damn about Landfill.
I was quite suspicious of that already. My spidey senses were way up. Jeff is tired as hell and didn't feel like driving to College Park.
Hold on.
That is what happened.
JP, that is not true. I'm actually wired. I've been up since like 5:30 this morning looking at this play over again. I got my helmet. I got my gloves. I got my jersey on. I'm ready to go. And in my defense, Landfill can vouch for me. We talked about this last week about me coming in because we didn't know because Heavy Metal had texted me and asked me when I'm coming through.
Nobody cares inside baseball.
Then don't.
Here's what matters. An Olympian just walked in to the blood drive. Dominique Dawes is here. Very cool. We're getting a ton. I can't believe Jeff left that game early. We're going to talk about that forever. I just got this tweet from Ron, and this is fair. We've got to give some credit to the coaching staff on this thing because they run these tip passes drills. They run these end-of-game scenarios all the time, and I think that stuff really matters. And I think there's also this level of belief in the organization until things are over. It's not over. And I think that comes, you know, both with Jaden Daniels and with Dan Quinn and with Cliff Kingsbury. I thought offensively the game plan was really good. They tried to protect Jaden.
Yeah.
He tried to protect himself. My credit pie, I think
he was a part owner of the Falcons, JP.
Sure. I knew her as Dominique Dawes, gold medalist.
She is part of
I know. I remember you told me that. Yeah. And she's here to support the blood drive.
Yes,
teams.
Yes.
Very cool. A lot of people are coming, as they should, help the blood drive. I think defensively you're right. They played really well. I don't know. The Bears are a unique organization. The DeAndre Swift run was just bad tackling and a missed call. I think the refs were really, really bad last night. Unfortunately, they were right on the two huge calls that swung the game, but bad throughout.
What was
the Cosme illegal man downfield? He was way down. Like I almost think he didn't realize it was an RPO or something. Like he just went. He was on the second level.
But what killed me was
and then the BSJ, dude. You got to just tighten up those hands.
Yeah,
it's at the goal line.
The thing I don't like is when they made the call last night when they were offsides. And had 12, and they called a false start on us. I always thought if somebody's across the ball and you snap it or you move, right. Dumb is on them. He was behind our line.
Well, and how about on the game on when Chicago took the lead on their touchdown, the ref is talking. He is talking to the PA announcer saying, reset the game clock to 25 seconds, and they snapped the ball.
Yeah.
Like, the ref was speaking. I've never seen that. Usually you have to blow the play live, right? Like, blow the action live. They were awful throughout, and it was annoying. The opposite of the experience of watching that ref crew last night is working with John Leahy in the Fine Living Group. When you work with John Leahy, you get an expert in all things DMV real estate. He can help you sell your house. He can help you buy a new house. Or he can just help you understand the process more.
No matter what you have going on, you need to reach out to our friend John Leahy, just like John and Catherine. They were retiring and preparing to move to upstate New York. The one thing that complicated the matters was the fact that they were afraid they wouldn't be able to sell their Silver Spring home while attempting to buy their next one. Well, leave it to John Leahy and the Fine Living Group to save the day. Not only did they get it sold in 13 days, they were also able to sell it for $730,000, which was $5,000 over the asking price. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? Reach out to our friends, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. John sells DMV.com. You can find him there find out your home's value in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens, and he'll let you out of your contract at any time.
And here's the thing with working with a guy like John. I think a lot of people are at least curious what their house is worth, right? Because we hear about all these crazy values that just keep going up, up, up. And then how do you counterbalance that with interest rates and everything else? Talk to John or go to his website. They have a tool on the website called the Home Valuation Tool. It'll give you an answer on the value of your house in 30 seconds. You might be sitting on a ton of cash and not even realize it. Trust me, Brian and I are friends with John. I'm surprised we haven't heard from John after the Hail Mary last night. Call him.
I heard from Paul.
Yeah. Yo, Paul texted me too. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. College Park, where they chop cars. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Live out in College Park, Maryland, we're supporting the Big Ten Abbott Blood Drive. A lot more information on the website. Schools can win $1 million and support the largest blood shortage in American history. Joining us right now, talking football, a guy that I know loves the burgundy and gold, Coach Mike Locksley. How are you, Lox?
What's going on, JP? B. Mitch, what's up, fella?
What's up, brother?
All right, so Lox is obviously head coach of the Terps football program, and you were at the game last night, right, at the Commanders game.
Yeah, you know, had a meeting set up already with Jason Wright, the bye week. We have a bye week this week, so it gave me an opportunity. I got up to a Raven game the last bye week and got over to see the Commanders for the first time this year. And you know what? It's a bad weekend for me when we lose and then the Commanders lose, because I grew up a Commander fan. And
sure.
To be able to see them win the way they did at the end of it and see the excitement there at FedEx Field was great. It helped lift my spirits after laying an egg up there in Minnesota.
So sure.
It's good to see that one.
Yeah.
You've probably been on both sides of that, you know, as a coach.
Have you?
When it worked for you, how is that feeling and when it works against you?
Well, unfortunately for me, the first thing that came to my mind was, where was the person that should have been boxing out?
That's what I want to talk to you, is like the coaching aspect of this
so
thing.
Every Friday, part of my Nick Saban recipe, we go over end of game situations like that. Mm-hmm. And the number one rule for the defensive guys is put a body on every eligible receiver down there. There should be nobody without a body on them. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you can't do is have multiple guys going up after the ball. You want one guy to go and kind of swat it down. And, you know, on the offensive side, you want to build the triangle around the jumper.
Yeah.
And they want to fight just like a basketball drill. Used to do the basketball box out drills. Mm-hmm. They're fighting to get inside position, and the ball gets thrown deep enough, high enough. One guy's going up to catch the ball. He's not going up to tip it. And then once he goes to catch it, if he can control it, he can. If not, you expect the ball to be tipped in the air, and that's where the box out guys and they wrestle and find it, man. It blew my mind. I saw both sides of it, and I've, as a coach, you hate it for the Bears. As a Commander fan, I loved it. Great execution. Jaden, he held the ball long enough to allow them to get down the field to make that throw. So,
let me ask you this question. Your player is doing what that kid Tyree was doing.
Stevenson.
How would you handle that?
I mean, obviously in college we can't cut guys. I mean, but that to me is – that's the generation that we're coaching though now. And it's – they see it on the NFL, and they think it's cute. And Nick Saban had a thing that he used to say, it gets you when it gets you. Well, that's what it means, because here he is. The game is not over. You play until there's zero time left on the clock. You're celebrating early. You're distracted. And now you don't get your job done. And people lose jobs for it. Coaches lose jobs for mistakes like that. And it's just, you know, this is the world that we progress to, because now we're paying players at this level to do your job. And it used to be I have to teach him off of film. And that's what we're still kind of doing, mm-hmm. where I'm going to have to use that example. And, again, unfortunately for them, that's going to be on my tape today for my team of an example of, hey, fellas, like, learn from his mistake.
There you go.
Right here. This is what costs you games, jobs, and opportunities. And, you know, unfortunately, he has to be the guy to learn from it. And but we're going to learn from his mistake. I can tell you that, the Terps will.
Oh, yeah.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, talking with Mike Locksley, Maryland football head coach. Obviously, the Hail Mary is going to get all the attention, right? Deservedly so. But the pass before
got out of bounds. Yeah. Instead of running for 10 yards. You can't run for 10 yards in 2 seconds. And so, again, end-of-game situations, you work on those. It's a, we call those church situations, where when you catch it, you go down and declare down ASAP to give us a chance. Unbelievable execution. Coach Quinn and his staff had those guys well prepared for end-of-game plays, and to see it operated that way as a coach was, and I was on hand to see it firsthand, it made me feel good to see that part.
Yeah. I mean, also, how do the Bears let him get to the sideline?
There's always the other side of it, and that's where I'm sure they got coaches, too, that teach their guys to not allow and to box it. I know we've got calls where we turn our backs to the sideline to not allow it, and now it's a matter of however old they are in the NFL. I'd always say 18 to 22-year-olds doing it exactly how you tell them to do it, and it didn't get executed, and again, that's the learning curve. That's where you got to show it on tape now, and unfortunately, the next time I would imagine that the guy will make the play that he's supposed to make.
Yeah, if he just keep his mind on the field.
No, 100%.
He was too busy. 100%. He was too busy arguing with people that's not playing.
Yeah. What did Jaden Daniels show you last night that maybe you hadn't seen yet? Not just the ability, but the guts, man.
Well, I mean, the big thing for me is I remember him in college, the transfer from Arizona State, then he went to LSU. I hadn't seen him play because, as you know, I got my own issues over here in Terpsville. Yeah. And need to get those things corrected on my end. But what I saw yesterday is exactly why the fan base in this area is really, really excited about the Commanders, because you've got a kid that's as a rookie that has the mind of a coach but the skill of a player. I always say that's the job of a quarterback, to think like me but have the ability to make the plays that are there to be made. And I had a chance to watch him, and I watched him closely yesterday, and he's playing as if he's a veteran, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, minus I like to see him get out of bounds and maybe not take some extra hits a lot of times because, you know, he was faster than most of the guys in college, and now you got DNs that can run with you. We just got to keep them healthy, man.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me yesterday, man, we drafted a veteran.
that's what it looked like. The way
Zach Ertz in the locker room last night went on, like, not a rant, but he made a big point of saying, stop calling him a rookie quarterback. Yeah. I get that it's his first year, but the way he plays is not indicative.
Well, he's after that third game already, so they don't see as a rookie anymore.
That's right. Lox, as somebody who grew up here, went to games at RFK, like, understands what this thing is, what it can be, unfortunately what it became for a while. How close to back does kind of burgundy and gold fandom feel?
I mean, I tried to stay extra to allow that traffic to get out, man. They didn't leave. And, I mean, it's like the old RFK, man, when B. Mitch used to pull in that little parking lot down there. Him and some of those veteran guys, man. But it was a great feeling, man. And for me, it was really rewarding to see that type of support. And I know what that organization has gone through, man, because I've lived it as a fan, and again, I'm over here, you know, I'm the little brother right down the street, and I'm like, that's that energy and that atmosphere I felt yesterday. I would love to see it here in Terpsville, and you know, I know we got some work to do. It's we're we've we're growing this team. We got a really good team. We're just young in the wrong areas, O-line and corner, that we're going to keep coaching
and fixing. Because you keep sending them to the pros.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but you know what? What have you done for me lately?
I know.
What have you done for me lately?
Not on this program, so you know that.
No, I know that. Get ball. I worked with y'all. Remember?
Yeah, sure.
That was like 10 years ago, the pandemic.
It feels like a long time ago,
it
man.
Does. But like, younger players, you get the win against USC, and then boom, you got to keep them that consistency.
Yeah, the consistency.
Be focused.
That's the last thing to come, man. I sat in church. I go to Zion Church and Pastor Battle. He must have read my mind because he had a sermon yesterday about just patience and how hard it is.
Yes.
And sometimes you got to allow things to grow, and I want it as fast and as bad, man, to build on the momentum of a big win against SC here in Terpsville, and then to go up to Minnesota and just, you know. But I'm watching these young players, man. They're continuing to, you know, you learn from the scars, not from the wounds.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There
the scars are healed, and I feel good because I know where it came from and why. Mm-hmm. But right now we're still in the wound stage of it healing, and these, it's each week, the consistency for me as a coach is what we're fighting our butts off to try to get out of this team. And I'm not down on it.
Can't be down. You got four, especially coming off three straight bowl wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be some rebuilding years. And word on the street I just heard is whoever this freshman quarterback coming next year is supposed to be outrageous.
Yeah, I
don't know if we're talking about that or not.
Yeah,
but
I can't comment on those things.
Yeah.
I got one right now that's one of the top 10 in the country, and I got to get him back playing at a higher level than we played on Saturday.
He's a tough kid, too.
Tough,
which
man.
I truly appreciate about Billy.
One doubt, 100%.
But speaking about tough, you got four left, two on the road. You know where their two road trips are? Four games left, two road trips. At Oregon, at Penn State. Damn.
Hey, that's Big Ten football.
Yeah, that's it, brother.
We got to come up with solutions. And, you know, to me, we've got a week to get healthy. We were a little banged up last week. You know, we lost a lot of production in Glenn Miller and Kellen Wyatt not being able to play for us on defense. And we're still not there. When you lose that type of production on defense and you replace it with freshmen, young guys, number 10 out there, Trey Reddick, who is going to be a bright star for us here in the future. You know, we were down three guys, nickel. Judah Jenkins gets thrown out for targeting. Glenn Miller is the starting nickel. Now we got our third nickel out there. Get some guys healthy. So the bye week couldn't have come at a better time for us. And you know what? We have enough talent. The talent gap part of it, it's just me getting these guys to play more experience, play smarter. You know, we got to limit those explosives on the defensive side of the ball.
Sure.
And then offensively, just get the consistency of our decision-making.
Lox, thank you for joining
appreciate
us,
you, coach.
Man.
Come on, man. Always. Appreciate y'all, man.
Safe travels to Oregon. That's no joke travel.
A couple weeks, man. They get us healthy here this week. Get a few practices in.
Get healthy. Get
out, man.
Stay out of Bentley's and in the training room. That's my advice to the Turks.
Hey, man. Don't piss John Brown off.
Coach right, Lox, we
all
appreciate
right,
it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Sure. Coming up at noon, Joe Theismann joins the program.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Cap off NFL Week 8 with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Listen, you can build your same game parlay for the Monday Night Football game as the Giants take on the Steelers. Will Russell Wilson go over or under 1.5 passing TDs? How about Malik Neighbors over receiving yards and Najee Harris at any time touchdown? Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Woo! Busy day so far. We've had Maryland basketball coach Kevin Willard, Maryland football coach Mike Loxley. We are in College Park where they chop cars, trying to support the We Give Blood Drive, Big Ten and Abbott. Check it out. I need a website. That's what, BigTen.org/Abbott. That's where they got the information about the blood drive. Clearly a lot going on there. Here's what I think we do. We got Joe T at noon, right? I think you just try to think about last night, how crazy that was, and kind of spinning it forward, how this team uses that motivation. And it's so easy to think, hey, the Giants suck. But going to the Meadowlands has never been easy, man. And it just I think the challenge to Quinn and to this team, all of it is making sure they keep it going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, listen, you see teams have these great wins, and then they fall off. This team has been able to continue on. The Ravens, last week, unbelievable win. Then they come right back, and they lose to the Cleveland Browns. I think it's been relatively easy for this team because they have so many guys in leadership positions that are workers, that don't get too high, too low. I saw Bobby Wagner after the game. I'm like, you would have sworn he didn't even have a football game going last night. He wasn't there because the dude basically looks like I'm already thinking about next week. You know, he's not too excited. He's ready to go. And then your star quarterback, he's not the guy sitting there losing his mind. He's thinking about how I'm going to get it done next week. So coaches love players like that because they will basically police the younger guys or the guys that don't have their same mindset. Because what one thing I know about players in the locker room, you don't want to be that guy, okay? That guy who screws up or don't do the things you're supposed to do because other guys are expecting you to come along with them. So I'm expecting to see something like that.
Speaking of being that guy who you don't want to be, who you do want to be, this is the guy you want to be. Jaden Daniels playing with a rib injury, gutting through it all. Number 5 on the Jaden Daniels audio, Landini, playing through the injury, and what a baller that kid is.
You're feeling it towards the end. We saw what was it like playing through that injury and being able to make it to the finish line.
It's tough, obviously. Just the area and stuff when you got to throw the ball, got to rotate, stuff like that. You can still feel it, but at the end of the day, man, I started the game. And, you know, I wanted to finish it, so there was nothing else that was going to take me out that game.
That kid is all heart, but mixed with the right combination of smarts and understanding, you know what I mean? They got something.
Brian. Oh, yeah.
They really got something. And
he's built right. Say it like that. He's built right. I know many people have the thing about all his build and stuff like that, but like I basically tell people over and over again, when you are a certain size, you learn how to deal with it. You learn how to work with it. He'll find a way.
I think he's going to learn to get down a little bit more.
Yeah, but like let's be real. When he get to that guy yesterday.
Oh, the juke on
58. Everybody wanted him to get down. You want him to get down on that play, or do you want him to do what he just did? You know, he did some things extra yesterday to get yards, but he was not taking a hit when he did that. The one where he was about to go out of bounds, short of it, and he went up and put the ball out.
Yep.
He has an uncanny ability to think about doing the exact right thing at the moment. And I believe if he's allowed to just play, he will learn certain things. But everybody always saying, get down, get down. Last week he was getting down when someone was close to him. He went down. You watch the play. He's going to go down, and the guy falls on top of him. If he was Jaden Daniels' mindset, he probably would have kept running, and you don't know what could have happened. Yep. He wouldn't have got that injury. So I say this to a lot of people. When a person knows how they play, let them be that person. I remember my coach told me, I need you to step out of bounds more. So I went to step out of bounds. Guy dove, sprained my ankle. I never stepped out of bounds again. I say, I'm going to do my way now. I would dive from 3-yard line. Didn't make me a damn difference. I'm going in the middle of the field. I need a first. I'm going over the top. That's how I played. Whenever I tried to be cautious and careful, I got hurt.
I am with you. I don't care about, like, sliding that everything looks great, like looks like a third baseman or whatever. He likes that little barrel roll and shoulder tuck, and that's how he goes down. That's fine. But I do think for the longevity of his career, for the long run, some of these hits, some of this stuff will need to get cleaned up. I want to hear this. I haven't heard this yet. Lanville, on the show sheet, you have the Bears call of the Hail Mary. Have you heard this yet, B?
No.
I imagine these people are so disgusted and disappointed, and I am going to bathe in their tears. Lanville, let me hear this Hail Mary from the Bears broadcast.
to the left, McLaren. And that's where Jaden Daniels is eyeballing. Jaden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jaden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time. Launches deep pass into the area of the end zone.
And
it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into Bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary. 2 seconds left. Or as they like to say here, Hail Washington.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great.
Into the hands of Noah Brown.
To quote my man Moises, Buenos noches, Chicago. What a win, man. When we come back, Joe Theismann joins the show.